While soccer season may be over, the Riverside Bulldogs are able to cap the historic season off with a few awards. These girls are able to capture the program's first victory in over five seasons and came out on day one ready to make a change to the program. Head coach Kaylee Harris was proud of the impact that these girls made for the betterment of the program and their teammates.
As a coach, I'm just really proud of like how hard our girls worked all season. Our girls came out on day one and just decided that this is what they wanted. And I know the scores didn't always reflect what we wanted as a team, but they came out every day and gave all that they had to not just me, but to the program and to themselves and their teammates.
The awards were flowing in for two athletes, starting with Bulldog Lexi Alfizer, who earned the IGCA Wayne Cooley You Can Award for her hard work as a senior. She was the biggest support of her teammates all season and always answered the call to take the position of a leader.
She came into this program and unfortunately she might not have gotten all the spotlight or wasn't always like getting all the stats or anything like that all the time. But if you needed something, she was always there. Like she was always loud on the bench. She was always a good teammate, like showed up for everything. And like what you would want out of a teammate, she was there for that. And I think as a senior, sometimes it can be hard if you're not maybe getting all the minutes that you want or all of those stats. And she never once like showed that there was anything negative in that. Like she knew that she wanted to be a part of this and she owned her role and did what she needed to help all her other teammates. And I think that says something.
Riverside's other athlete named for the Wayne Cooley Award was freshman Sarah Cody, who was out for a few weeks of the season due to an emergency procedure after being a primary starter for the Bulldogs. She got back as quickly as possible and took the reins of the team and pushed herself to get back out on the field.
So Sarah came in as a freshman for us, and she was a really big defender on our end. She, I think it was like a couple weeks in, had an emergency procedure had to be done. And so she was actually out for 6 weeks. And she was a starter and like played most of all of the games. I don't know that I really subbed her out. And I think as a freshman, there's a couple things you can do. You can kind of dwell in that situation and not want to do the little things. Like we had a lot of morning practices at 6 a.m. And even the days, like once she was released from the hospital, like she never missed a practice. She was there in the mornings. She was helping her defense, trying to talk, trying to help the girls on the bench, and never faltered in that. And like she was a captain for us when she was on the field. And the first chance she got back, she came into practice and she was practicing with us. And like none of those captain things, teamwork things, any of those, never faltered.
With this season shining through for Riverside, the Bulldogs are going to utilize this offseason to prepare for next year. These girls are ready to work and improve not only themselves, but build the foundation of the Riverside girls soccer program.
Yeah, I think the big thing is knowing that we should have good numbers again next year. So I think the thing we're going to really work on is there really hasn't been an offseason program by any means. So I think the biggest thing is just keeping them like touching the ball throughout the summer, finding like staying in the gym and just them getting like to connect and somehow not having a big break, just so that way we can keep some of those connections and just kind of keep moving forward through the summer.
The Bulldogs will continue to build this offseason, not only in the physical sense of the game, but also with one another to build the relationships even further as a team. I'm Zach Collins reporting.